Hey, good morning. It's Barry and Andy.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was there last night, okay, at the Fantasam.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for coming out.
It was wonderful. I had a good time. I got there about halftime. Okay, what's Taz's fascination with men? I really got to know this.
Really? What was he doing?
Well, because I was sitting at the table with a bunch of guys, and he gave out birthday baskets to everyone, all the guys except for me.
He just wants to be cool, and he didn't want the guys to beat him up when he gave them just to you.
Right. Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Yeah, as you can tell, Taz gets his ass kicked a lot. Come on. Yeah, right. This guy's huge.
I don't know. Yeah.
You guys were awesome last night, though. We got there about halftime, and it was great. I got there just in time to see McCaffrey mess his leg up.
That was painful.
That was painful.
And, of course, I'm kicking myself in the shins at this point. Well, pardon the pun, but taking it in the shins myself right now for my comments afterwards.
Exactly.
So I'll just back right off.
You made up for it, though, didn't you?
What's that?
You made up for that, though.
How's that?
Well, because you said, McCaffrey rolls right after
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah, you did end up.
All right. Well, kissing the ass of the Bronco fans, that's all.
Hey.
Hey, well, listen, thanks for coming out. We hope you come out to other ones. So, did you get tickets?
No, I did not.
And the guys that you were with aren't going to share with you?
Hell no, they're going to share. They're pissed off because their Giants lost. That was the only Bronco fan on my table.
Well, that's fine. So we got a lot more chances for you to win those. By the way, that's Famous Sam's locations for next week's game. We got a killer one, too. Vikings and the Ravens. We're going to be on 2406 West Ruthroff and at 1803 East Broadway. So another couple of locations.
So which one are you guys going to be at?
We're not sure yet. We're still talking about it.
Well, that's the only place I'm going then.
Hey, awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, nice. Thanks a lot, okay?
You're welcome.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you for the sweet call there, darling. 602, it's 96.1 KLPX. Good morning.
Barry and Andy in the morning with Three Doors Down.
Be like that. No, you be like that.
You like
that.
His whole life.
96.1 KLPX, Barry and Andy here in the morning at 6:05. Be checking in with Gina Corral. Scott, your traffic update coming up in just a little bit. That was Three Doors Down. How are you?
Good morning. Man, rarely do we get a story that makes us want to just stop and say, listen, if you're within the sight of a television, you want to tune it into the news.
Yeah.
There is an accident that's just taken place at the New York's World Trade Center.
World Trade Centers, they're showing live video of it right now.
Huge plumes of thick black smoke billowing from the North Tower. No confirmation of what caused the fire, but there are reports that a plane has crashed into the building.
Holy cow.
At the World Trade Center in New York. And they've got dramatic footage taking place on television right now. We can't paint that kind of picture for you. So
we've got team coverage on the story right now.
There you go.
So we'll have an update with you with headlines in just a few minutes, okay?
Yeah, we'll have that headlines coming up to you in about 10 minutes.
6:06, Barry and Andy.
Pink Floyd.
Led Zeppelin, Barry and Andy here in the morning, 6:11. I hope you don't mind. We're going to postpone our early morning brain trivia question because we're working on putting some stories together right now for the headlines.
I got to tell you something. I worked on talk radio back in 1995 when the Oklahoma City Murrah Federal Building was blown up, and I remember the first reports we were on the air when that started coming in.
Right.
I can't believe what I just saw on TV.
We just watched video of it's not just one plane, but now two planes, right?
And they believe it was purpose.
Two planes crashing into the World Trade Center this morning in New York City on purpose is what it looks like. It looks like some kind of suicide mission at this point. That's the early reports we're getting anyways. And the weirdest thing was we just saw video of it, right?
They actually have video because the first plane had already crashed and the cameras were on the building as it was burning. Mm. And a second plane came in and ran into the building, and just flames, explosions, just terrifying.
What is it, 9 o'clock there in New York now?
It's 9 o'clock, so you're talking the busiest time right now.
Full office building there. The top dozen floors are engulfed in flames right now on both towers of the World Trade Center. So we'll get that stories put together for you and have that coming up for the headlines with you in just a few seconds, okay?
All right, let's go see what's going on with traffic. Gina Corral in Skyview Traffic. Gina, good morning.
Good morning. Luckily, we're doing pretty good out here on the roads. We are problem-free so far. On the freeways, looking fine along I-10 and I-19.
Jam 96.1 KLPX, babe. I'm going to leave you from Great White and Purple Haze from Jimi Hendrix. 6:24. It's Barry and Andy here on a Tuesday morning, September 11th, 2001. Listen, we've got news updates coming in as we speak. At this point, I just want to kind of, till further notice, I just want to let you, programming notes for you here. Pretty much what we're going to do this morning until we get to the bottom of some of this new stuff, what's happening in the World Trade Center in New York City right now. We're going to play a couple of tunes, come back, news, give you an update. Couple of tunes, come back, update, you know, that kind of thing. So we'll just keep that pretty much flip-flopping and piggybacking.
For those of you that aren't near a television source for this dramatic story that's coming out, we'll definitely have those stories for you.
All right, I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Headlines coming your way next. News being brought to you by Factory Paint and Body. 6.1 KLPX, just got an updated Tucson weather forecast for today. Real quick, got to let you know, high temperatures today going to be reaching around 102. Chance of it clouding up and get a little possible rain showers later on in the afternoon, especially near the mountain areas. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Plus, of course, we're keeping you up to date with the news stories and the bulletins that are coming in right now as we speak. Again, programming note for you this morning. What we're going to do is pretty much keep you up to date on this news story out of New York City, out of the World Trade Center. A couple of songs. We'll play a couple of tunes for you and then come back, give you some more updates. So we'll keep you up to date on this all morning.
We may change that as this story develops.
Sure. Here we go. It's time for the headlines news brought to you by Factory Paint and Body. Good morning, Angela.
Well, of course, the big news. A plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in New York City at about the 80th floor. A second plane also crashed into the towers. This eyewitness, identified as Owen, lives near the World Trade Center.
I was lying in bed. All of a sudden, I heard what sounded like a plane or something coming extremely low, and then we just heard this shattering explosion. I ran up to the roof and confronted by this horror. There's a gaping hole. I can see the south face, and there are flames. There are papers flying out of the windows, black flames. There are flames coming out of multiple floors.
Eyewitness Steve Sterling lives only six blocks away and saw the first crash.
From where I was, I just couldn't tell. All I know is that there was something flying through the air. And then this massive impact. Whether it was a jet, I just don't know.
All right, another person near the site said the plane was a twin-engine aircraft, possibly a 737 passenger jet. No details of injuries at this time. Certainly some fatalities in this accident.
But we're, you know, in the first, it was 110-story buildings here at the World Trade Centers, and you said the first one is on the 80th? The second plane was even lower than that. Flames are engulfing so much, I think we're definitely talking inhalation problems at this point.
Oh, yeah. Television pictures showing massive columns of thick black smoke pouring from the upper levels of one of the towers. Flames can be seen pouring out of windows three-quarters of the way up the skyscrapers. Explosions visible still taking place throughout the building. The FBI is reportedly checking out a report of a possible hijacking shortly before this incident took place.
Ooh.
There have been no estimates of deaths or injuries. Television cameras clearly show the second plane, a jetliner, smashing into the side of one of the Trade Center towers.
And that's why pretty much at this point all reports are pointing at some kind of a terroristic or a kamikaze suicide act of some sort.
Well, you look at the video, and the video shows the plane almost, it looks like it's going behind the building.
Yeah.
And then you just see a flame. It's just an incredible explosion that took place. And part of the problem also, we're talking 9 o'clock, rush hour. All the webcams that are up on the World Trade Center, of course, are disabled. There's nothing coming out of that building. It's probably without power.
Uh-huh.
So you've got stuff now falling on the ground. You're talking busy commute time right now. Right now it's 6, 7, 8, 9:30 in the morning. This accident happened. No word on whether this was a freight 737 or a passenger 737.
Wow.
One witness to the crash says one of the planes had a blue logo on the side. About 50,000 people work in both towers of the Trade Center. The New York Stock Exchange has been evacuated. Little information about the actual tower itself.
Okay.
As far as all the buildings in New York City, there's 2,801. The skyscrapers itself measure 1,362 feet at the World Trade Center. You've got the Equitable Center at 752 feet, which I guess is within that World Trade Center. But the big buildings, of course, that's 1,362 feet of building. And two planes have crashed into them. We'll have more stories as they develop.
Going to keep you updated all morning long. There you go. News brought to you by Factory Paint and Body, Tucson's leader in consumer safety and trust since 1993. Again, we're going to do Collective Soul here for you. Leonard Skinner, come back, give you a Skyview traffic update, and we'll keep you up to date on this news story all morning long, all right?
Barry and Andy in the morning.
632, 96.1 KLPX. Good morning.
got that right from Lynyrd Skynyrd in The World I Know from Collective Soul. 6:40, it's 20 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Just spoke with Mike Evans on the phone just a second ago. He usually gives us a Hollywood update right about now. He does have sources in New York that are working on this story for him as well, so maybe we will have another source for some information this morning coming out of New York City.
They've also got different video of this aircraft, which clearly shows it was a passenger-type jet that has crashed into the second building, the World Trade Center. And there are sources now saying that it was an aircraft that had been hijacked out of Boston, an American Airlines 767, which is a rather large plane. So we're going to see if we can get an aviation expert on to tell us a little about that 767.
Right, so we'll continue. Details are sketchy at this point, but everything is just still coming in second by second. So we'll keep you up to date. Right now, let's keep you up to date on the road situation here in Tucson. Find out about the Skyview traffic with Gina Carell.
Luckily, right now, we are doing just fine on the roads. We are still accident-free and on the freeways looking good along I-10 and I-19. If you live out on the northeast side of town, give yourself some extra time heading out the door. You corral Skyview traffic with Barry and Andy in the morning.
Gina, thank you. We'll see you again in about a half hour.
All right.
Thank you very much. We're just getting reports in that President Bush has issued an order for all government agencies to unite to investigate this apparent act of terrorism on American soil. Two planes, of course, crashing into the World Trade Center towers in New York City, in case you're just tuning in. After he made his statement, the president called for a moment of silence. He just issued another statement saying that the two planes is an act of terrorism.
It's definitely, that's what coming out of the president's office, big words.
The president has cut his trip to Florida short to promote his education package and is now, I guess they're going to be regrouping and, of course, trying to make sure that this is not going to happen anywhere else.
We're going to be regrouping as well. Taking a quick break here at 6:42. We've got Black Crowes and ZZ Top standing by, and we will give you some more updates just a second away. In fact, 2.5 minutes away. Hang on. It's Barry and Andy in the morning. All right. Programming note here at 96.1 KLPX, quarter in front of 7. Again, what we're just going to be doing all morning long because of the big news stories coming out of New York. We're just going to continue to play a couple of tunes and then come back with news, keep you up to date as much as we possibly can all morning long. And in fact, another update just coming over the.
This is huge.
My.
Now the Pentagon has smoke billowing over the Pentagon area, and they are investigating this as possibly another aircraft that has crashed into the Pentagon building. They are investigating that at this time. The White House has been evacuated.
Oh my God. We are receiving, I mean, just as we speak, we've got three different TVs on watching three different, we've got CNN, we've got NBC and CBS all giving us reports this morning. We've got the wires up. We've got CNN.com on as well. We've got all kinds of information flowing in right now. And, again, if you've just joined us, World Trade Center, two planes, possibly pointing at terrorism acts this morning, two planes crashing into each tower of the World Trade Center. And now the report we're just getting out of Washington, D.C., in fact, an NBC reporter on just a few seconds ago said that he heard an explosion at the Pentagon himself. He was there doing a report, and now we're waiting to find out if we're going to continue with that report.
All right, now the report we have as far as the aircraft that has flown into the World Trade Center, one of them we do believe has been an American Airlines flight out of Boston that was possibly hijacked, a 767. And the White House, again, has been evacuated. President Bush is not at the White House. The Pentagon has also been evacuated. Reports of an explosion at the Pentagon. Not sure what the source is, whether this be a fire, a bomb, an aircraft. And they are still investigating that. Now, if you are planning on flying today out of Tucson, Phoenix, definitely there is going to be delays as a result of those two planes.
Yeah.
People traveling from the Buffalo Niagara International Airport to New York City or any flight flying into New York City, these flights are going to be postponed or delayed. Manhattan is reported to be in a lockdown following the two plane crashes into the World Trade Center. that are apparently terrorist attacks. According to President Bush, he is claiming that they are, have been terrorist attacks.
The fires and smoke still engulfing both towers of the World Trade Center. Now we're getting pictures out of Washington, D.C. of smoke coming out of the Pentagon. We will keep you up to date on this. I tell you what, let's play another song real quick. Give us a chance to regroup here and get some more reports coming in this morning. Mostly, let's just say some prayers for those that might be possibly having injury problems this morning.
Okay? All morning, brother.
It's 96.1 KLPX, Barry and Andy in the morning. Good morning. I'm KLPX Black Crowes. She talks to Angels coming to town tomorrow night. Listen, it's Barry and Andy here. It started out as
a great morning for us, but
started a morning going one way and has now turned a completely different direction. We're getting news reports out of New York City this morning. If you're just joining us, World Trade Center, both towers under smoke and fire right now due to two planes, one crashing into each tower. Terroristic acts are being looked at this point. Now we're hearing another report out of Washington, D.C. that the Pentagon has...
Actually, Arlington, Virginia is where the Pentagon is.
Oh, true, true. Yeah. Coming out of there saying that smoke is coming out of the one side of the Pentagon this morning. So details still coming in all morning long. I'm sure we're just going to be keeping you up to date. What do you got so far?
All right, we
here?
Do have some more news that is coming in. Okay. The FAA has ordered all flights canceled at this time. So if you are planning on flying today, you will not be getting off the ground, at least for now. All flights have been canceled and halted.
This is directly from Federal Aviation.
Federal Aviation Administration. All flights in the air are being routed away from areas that would contain political buildings, although all of them do. I mean, we've got our own federal building here in Tucson.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm pulling stories down as we're doing this.
We've got about 14 different sources where we're getting all this information right now.
Lincoln Tunnel in New York has been closed following the apparent terrorist crashes of two planes in the World Trade Center. Also reports, again, as you mentioned, the Pentagon building in Arlington, Virginia has got smoke pouring out of that. And they're not sure yet. Could this be a possible bomb? The explosion took place supposedly at the Pentagon helicopter port. Smoke can be seen for miles around. The Pentagon and the White House have both been evacuated as smoke fills the air in Washington, D.C. Bodies are reportedly, and I hate to report this, but these are the news stories we've got, are reportedly falling out of the top of the World Trade Center following the two plane crashes into the skyscrapers. Now, Harold was able to, one of our listeners sent us some information on the Boeing 767.
Well, because so far that's the report that we've heard that American Airlines 767 flight out of Boston was possibly hijacked this morning, and federal officials looking into those details right now.
I've flown a 767 before. They're not, just because it's a 767 doesn't make it bigger than the 747 in size. But it is a 224 passenger in two classes, or a 181 passenger jet in three classes. If it's flying domestic, it's probably a two class.
Yeah.
These planes have.
How do they compare in the size of like a 737?
Oh, they're bigger.
Oh, they are
definitely bigger.
Than a 737?
Definitely bigger.
Because that was the first report we heard this morning was a 737.
Right.
Going into the side of the World Trade Center. Now 767 is what we've heard. There's now more camera angles popping up. This dramatic footage on TV as we speak. We now have a photo that they're showing now, a video of the plane hitting the second tower, and that one from two or three different angles now. So we've now seen this 767 full speed going into the side of this building, and actually the explosion coming out the other opposite end.
Yeah, some people thought, well, wait a minute, the explosion that is seen in the video is the plane actually hitting the tower.
No.
It is, but it's from the opposite side. That's the blowback throughout those entire floors of that plane as it hit the tower.
107 floors? Is that what we said? 110 floors thereabouts on the World Trade Centers? They're saying the first one hitting on the 80th or something floor, about two-thirds of the way up is where the second plane is hit, smoking and fire. And now we hear the reports of bodies also being reported coming out of the World Trade Center as we
speak. Tactical alerts from police departments around the country, including Los Angeles, are taking place, meaning that they're standing by for this.
Okay.
Anti-terrorist unit from the LAPD have been called into action. Flights in and out of LAX, of course, and across the nation, according to the news reporting that the FAA has canceled all flights as they are going to be leaving airports, and all flights in the air are going to be coming coming down to the Grand.
This is just such a huge story. This is definitely what we want to focus on this morning. So please be patient. We're going to
107 floors. I'm sorry. On the
107 World floors. Trade. All right. Thanks. We're taking a break again. We'll come back if we have more details in the next couple of minutes. We will pass those along to you. ZZ Top is standing by, and we'll also be keeping you up to date on this news stories as well as your local traffic. Scabby traffic update again from Gina Corral in just a few minutes. 6:56 with Barry and Andy in the morning.
Great news.
There's Casa Sedobis at Oracle Onina and Crossroads Festival at Grand and Swan.
96.1 KLPX Tucson, Barry and Andy here in the morning, about a minute in front of 7 o'clock. About 20 minutes ago, generally on a regular day, is when we check in with Mike Evans, our Hollywood Report guy. Mike has put on a hat of a different shape this morning, and he is taking up the news cap and will be giving us some updates from New York. In fact, he's got sources in New York right now that he's working on, so we should be hearing from Mike Evans for yet another report.
All right, once again, too, if you're planning on flying today, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has grounded all takeoffs from the nation's airports. The FAA says those airliners that are in the air will be allowed to land. The White House and the Pentagon have been evacuated as smoke is filling Washington, D.C.'s areas. An explosion was reported at the Pentagon helicopter port. Thick smoke could be seen for miles. Latest developments on what appears to be a coordinated series of terrorist attacks against the United States. It started in New York. The upper floors of both towers of the World Trade Center engulfed in flames after two planes crashed into both skyscrapers. Now, the FAA says that the hijacking, they believe, or excuse me, the FBI, that it was a 737.
Okay.
But, however, other reports coming in are that it was an American Airlines 767 out of Boston. So we're still trying to confirm that information. As we get information coming in, you've got multiple people reporting on that.
Yeah.
CNN.com has just been overloaded. If you can get in.
They've actually shut down a couple times already, right?
Right, exactly. All of the webcams that have been on top of the Empire State Building that were shooting towards the World Trade Center and vice versa, the World Trade Center.
Right.
Nothing coming out of those as well. So it's just a matter of us getting information in, and whenever we get it, we will pass that information along to you as well.
We're going to play a couple of songs here real quick, and then we'll come back. We'll have a more traffic update for you, and yes, more headlines coming in as we keep you up to date on this new situation here. It's 96.1 KLPX. Barry and Andy in the morning.
Yeah.
96.1 KLPX. It's Barry and Andy here in the morning. REM's the one I love, and... ZZ Top as well. 7:06. Boy, howdy. What a day.
Huh? Oh, boy. All right, hey, the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City, the apparent targets of terrorists this morning. Two planes smashed into the towers, causing massive explosions, sending smoke and flames billowing into the sky. The White House has been evacuated. President Bush not at the White House. He has been in Florida.
He's in Florida, but he's on his way back. Is that what we're hearing now?
Yes, he has branded the event of the Trade Center a terrorist attack. There are reports of a fire at the Pentagon, and the complex has been evacuated. FAA grounded all commercial aviation in the United States for an indefinite period.
All flights in the United States.
That's all commercial aviation. That's non-commercial is not affected. So if you are just a private pilot, I guess... That I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I
would think that they'd keep everything on the ground.
That may change, I'm sure.
Transportation links throughout the East Coast are idle. The Lincoln Tunnel has been closed in New York City.
As precautions now, it sounds like Lincoln Tunnel has been shut down. The White House, as you said earlier, parts
shut
of
down.
D.C. as well. Now the Sears Tower in Chicago has also been shut down, and evacuation is underway right now, right?
And here's some terrible news coming out again. One of the towers of the World Trade Center in New York City has... collapsed. The upper floor of the remaining tower is engulfed in thick black smoke and flames after one plane hit one of the buildings and another aircraft hit the tower just 20 minutes apart. CNN reports the FBI is investigating a report of a hijacking shortly before this. There are reports one of the aircraft involved appeared to be a commercial jetliner. Eyewitnesses say the planes appeared to have a blue logo on its side.
Oh.
Visibly shaken, and I think everybody is in this nation. And around the world, President Bush calls the crashes a national tragedy, told an audience in Florida he was supposed to talk about education, and now he's calling for a full-scale investigation to hunt down whoever is behind this terrorist act. He has also observed a moment of silence. Let's see, we got another bulletin coming in. Let me follow this
right
here.
Now.
We've got live anchored long-form coverage of the Metro Trade Center, which is
the World Trade Center.
It's going to be available on one of our channels here if we want to cover that, too.
Okay, cool.
Once again, if you're planning on flying today, the FAA has grounded all commercial travel and wait in light of this incident that has taken place.
And again, if you're just joining us and you don't know what's going on here this morning, we've pretty much suspended all fun and games this morning. We're going to go directly and keep you up to date on this news situation. Pretty much a couple of songs, then news. Couple of songs, then news. We will keep that going for you pretty much all morning long, okay?
All right, let's find out what's going on locally, though, in traffic. Gina Corral, I'm thinking a lot of people are staying inside right now, checking out the news, seeing what's going on.
There are a lot of people staying indoors right now. We're not seeing a very heavy volume of traffic on the streets. As a matter of fact, right now, the Federal Aviation Administration has shut down all flights nationwide. If you are planning on catching a flight out of Tucson this morning, it's not going to be happening. So you might as well just sit at home for a while, or you can head down to the airport and wait and see when they're going to open these flights up.
Right.
But as of right now, all flights are grounded, including my own traffic watch plane.
Oh.
Grounded as of right now. Again, luckily, it's quiet on the streets of Tucson, so we don't have anything going on to pass along to you. But a lot of people are a little frenzied right now. A lot of people are kind of panicky. Keep cool. Everything is fine here in Tucson for now.
There you go.
Buckle up, drive safely, listen to KLPX, have some nice soothing rock tunes as you make your way in, and realize that Armageddon is not quite here as of yet.
Well, thank you, Gina.
The Governor's Office of Highway Safety reminds you, before you drink and drive, remember this number, 0.08, the new lower legal limit for DUI blood alcohol concentration. Drink responsibly, know your limit, 0.08 is the law. Again, we have spoken with the Tucson Police Department and the Pima County Sheriff's Office, both of which right now are not on any kind of special alert. Now, there are people that are just keeping an eye out, making sure everything in Tucson is safe. But again, for yourself, your peace of mind, Armageddon is not here yet. So just buckle up, drive safely, take it nice and easy on your way to work this morning.
A lot of frazzled nerves out there on the
road,
too.
There are a lot of frazzled nerves. A lot of activity going on between the Pentagon and the World Trade Center and things being evacuated.
We feel it in here, dear.
Yeah,
it's a little stressful.
A little stress.
You guys just settle on in and go smoke them if you got them.
Thank you, Dana.
Thanks, sir.
See you again soon.
Catch you to bed. Okay.
All right. Hey, I just got another update now on evacuation news. The White House, the Pentagon, now the Capitol building, the State Department, and the Department of Treasury have all been evacuated as smoke fills the air in the nation's capital as well. Explosion reportedly reported at the Pentagon helicopter port, and thick smoke being seen on camera right now.
We have word that one of the towers of the World Trade Center has collapsed. Is that all 107 floors?
I don't know. You really can't tell from the TV pictures
that
are coming in
right
now. Too much smoke, too much debris and stuff. So, again, here's what we're going to do. Taking a quick break. We'll come back within 2.5-3 minutes if more updates come in, which I'm sure they will. We will keep you up to date on this situation. It's 7-11 with Barry and Andy in the morning at 96.1 KLPX.
Delivery where available. Charges may apply.
We're going to keep some music coming at you here at 96.1 KLPX. We'll also keep all the headlines and news and all the updates that are coming in from New York City, from Washington, D.C., from President Bush in Florida on his way back as well. So we're going to keep you up to date on this. Any more details coming in just now?
Well, basically just, what's that?
One tower completely collapsed?
Yep. Word is one tower for the World Trade Center. There are twin towers, if you're familiar with that building. One of the towers supposedly has completely collapsed.
107 stories on one tower and 110 stories on the other tower. But one of are we sure? One completely down, all the way down?
At least that's what we just got a report.
I'm looking at the pictures from New York right now, and it's just so hard to tell with all the smoke.
Well, it's pretty obvious, I think, at this time. If you watch the video, if you see what's taking place, not only at the Pentagon, but at the World Trade Center, it's pretty damn obvious this has been a terrorist event.
You know, and that's what's funny is even when officials out of Washington are actually speculating that at this point, this early in the game, you know, it's pretty much an obvious thing at this point, you know, because generally they like to hold off. They like to stay just as PC as possible for the longest amount of time before they ever officially announce an opinion of what they think might be going on here. But they're already the officials are already stating that this morning that, yes, it is almost a obviously.
Okay, and word is coming out of Arlington, Virginia. The Pentagon was the target with reports of yet another plane intentionally crashing into it.
Okay. First reports this morning were a possible bomb. Second report said just a fire, but now we're hearing
another. Now we're getting reports another plane.
Another plane.
Nation's capital in a virtual lockdown. Of course, aircraft not being allowed to fly any commercial aircraft. You're planning to fly out of Phoenix?
Yeah.
You're planning to fly out of Tucson? No, you're not going to be flying at least this morning.
The FAA has grounded all flights, domestic flights, all flights here in America, as well as now, like you said, commercial flights, but now it sounds like private flights as well. Any word on anything from military this morning?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we just got a call in. Apparently, Davis-Monthan is on lockdown.
Okay.
Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, which we have out here, and I'm sure the National Guard facility as well. If you hear Claxton's in the area, that's basically just an alert. To let people know they are on full alert.
Okay.
So in case you're hearing that, we've had some people calling, worried about that, wanting to know, you know, what was the situation there.
All right.
The FBI, once again, if you've missed this story, the World Trade Center, of course, seems to be the first targets. Two aircraft, one plane hit one of the buildings, another aircraft, 20 minutes apart. There were 20 minutes difference in these accidents.
Which, of course, that's why we had camera angles of the second plane hitting it, because they had time to get video of that, you know?
Reports, one of the aircraft involved appeared to be a commercial jetliner. Unconfirmed reports that it was an American Airlines 767 or 767 out of Boston. We have one report that it was out of Boston headed for L.A.,
that was the
but
first
it was hijacked
yeah.
out of Boston, supposedly. Okay. So as we get stories in, we're going to certainly give that information to you. Another story coming in.
Uh-huh.
All of lower Manhattan surrounded by smoke. The second tower that had been struck by a plane appears to have tumbled and weakened over the last hour by flames.
And the North Tower is still engulfed in flames and smoke and falling debris at this point, too. Again, details are coming in as we speak. We will keep you up to date as much as we are up to date all morning long, okay?
Evacuation continues at the Pentagon as well, taking the injured to nearby hospitals.
More details in just a second. It's 718, 96.1 KLPX. 96.1 KLPX, 725. It's Barry and Andy here in the morning. If you're just tuning in to KLPX this morning and you're thinking to yourself, gee, it's not the usual fun and games that Barry and Andy usually have. If you're just joining us, reason being, we're giving you a little bit of music and a whole lot of news this morning. Reports out of New York City, Washington, D.C., Chicago. We're getting reports from all over the country.
We're just getting this one in, Barry, in Chicago. Unconfirmed reports of the John Hancock Building, the second tallest building in Chicago, has been evacuated.
Okay. Sears Tower has been evacuated as well, I believe.
Yeah, and unconfirmed. Well, I don't know if this is confirmed, unconfirmed, that another aircraft has been hijacked in the Eastern Corridor. United States Air Force aircraft are up in the air, keeping an eye on the White House. The White House, of course, has been evacuated.
As well as the Treasury Department, the Pentagon, various other governmental buildings there in D.C. and Alexandria, Virginia as well.
We have more eyewitness reports coming in. We've got a reporter that that basically was on the scene.
Okay.
I believe it's Katie Eldridge.
Uh-huh.
She actually has a report from the scene.
The top portion of the World Trade Center is smoking, and it's coming out of all sides. And just a moment ago, we saw a huge amount of flames coming out of, to us, is what the left side of the building. And no one's taking their eyes off this right now, because we don't know what's going to happen next or what we'll see. It's really horrifying.
We're just blocks away from the World Trade Center, and a huge cloud of smoke and debris as the entire building came crashing down. The streets are filled with people. It's just it's a flood of people trying to get out of that area. And this story is not over yet, as we know now, as things continue to happen.
The White House, Pentagon, Capitol, State Department, and the Department of Treasury have been evacuated. Smoke is filling the air in the nation's capital. An explosion, of course, all reported at the Pentagon helicopter port. But word is, it was another aircraft that had flown into the Pentagon area. The FAA, of course, again, grounding all takeoffs from the nation's airports. First time ever such an order has been given. Those airliners that are in the air, of course, going to be allowed to land.
Uh-huh.
The second tower now at the World Trade Center has collapsed.
Oh, my goodness. There it is.
Just the top end?
Just the top part. Yeah, I'm seeing the video of it right now.
This is a national tragedy. President Bush is labeling that. He's headed back to Washington and on Air Force One, and has added that terrorism against our nation will not stand.
I'm watching the top of the World Trade Center fall.
It's falling right now.
It's just falling?
There it is.
Just
is that,
happening right
is that
now.
Pretty much the whole building there, Larry? Is that just the top half again?
We had Larry Miles standing by. Matter of fact, all all of the stations are working together. John and Frank, of course, doing reports as well. All of those emergency personnel. That's the problem. You know, how are they able to get in there?
With all the debris falling and smoke. I tell you what, let's take a quick break again. We're watching this dramatic footage as it comes in right now. Details still sketchy, of course, this morning, but we're providing it just as much as we can. Taking a quick break. We'll come back. We'll give you some more details. We will get to a little bit more music this morning, so stick around, if you will. It's a Tuesday morning. It's Barry and Andy, 96.1 KLPX.
This is Tarmac.
7:33, 96.1 KLPX. Barry and Andy here in the morning on a very dramatic Tuesday morning here this morning. Some details coming in from New York City again just a second ago. The report that I just heard a second ago, again, unconfirmed, but the original confirmation was that we were talking about an American Airlines
Flight 11 out of Boston.
Hijacked out of Boston, and that could have been the plane that went into the second tower or the first tower.
The second tower.
Now we're hearing another report of another hijacking out of Dulles.
Dulles is, I've flown out of Dulles before. That's actually in Virginia.
Yeah.
That's very, very, very close to Washington, D.C. That's why they've got the U.S. Air Force up and alert.
Pentagon officials have confirmed that was a plane that landed in, that crashed into the courtyard of the Pentagon as well this morning. So details coming in by the second.
Another bulletin just coming in. All right. Of course, we just watched that. You know, the second of the two World Trade Center towers has collapsed. So basically now the whole Manhattan skyline has been changed right before our eyes.
Looks like the tallest building in New York is the Empire State Building again. Yeah. Isn't that a weird thought? Details are coming in right now. Here comes more reports. We're still getting more dramatic video from New York this morning. Well, details still coming in. We'll be checking in. We're working on getting a feed. Getting a feed directly from our newsroom as we speak, and possibly some CNN updates in just a few minutes. We'll keep you up to date all morning long. Let's find out now from Gina Corral how anything changed here traffic-wise in town. Are we still all right? What's going on?